You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. Hello, everybody. Once again, it's the Yes, I'm Still Sober, God damn it, podcast with John Rabin. Episode 30, everyone. I've made 30 of these bad boys. And I know I've said this before, but I'm going to repeat it. I tend to repeat things. That's right, I just repeated that I repeat things. I've gone full meta. But no, it's true. I will probably bring up things today that I've brought up before, hopefully in a slightly different context. Maybe you yourself have forgotten that I've said it before, and when I say it, you'll go, I think you said that already. Couple weeks ago, and that's okay. I hope you're having a good week. I'm doing all right. Same old, same old. Enjoying our vaguely gloomy weather, but at least it's not 20 here in Austin, Texas. So, yeah, things are going all right. I wanted to bring this up as I read this earlier in the week, and I had to re-look it up before I started this thing, and I found other articles. It's crazy because I'd read, and I should have looked up where exactly Chico, California is. I'm guessing it's vaguely south. Chico sounds more Southern California. Northern California sounds like forest land hills and shit like that. So. That's what I'm guessing. But I was looking up in Chico, California. They had 12 people in one place overdose. That's crazy. 13, actually. It was 13 people. One died, but the others were resuscitated. A couple are in serious condition still, but they 12 got rushed to the hospital, and half of them are like going to be fine. And the other half are like, And one died. And they all overdosed on fentanyl. That's fucking crazy. Because normally you'd have some people that can handle their shit, you know, because they've got an addiction problem and they've gotten used to it. They've got a tolerance for it. So, you know, and then people who don't, those are the ones who kind of struggle. But all 13... That just tells you how fucked up fentanyl is. And once again, I can't repeat this enough. It's more potent than heroin and morphine. Like a lot more potent, but that doesn't mean the high is stronger. You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of people are like, well, if it's stronger, I'm going to have to get the strong shit. No, asshole, that's not what it means. It means it's more potent. It means it's more likely to kill you. But it doesn't mean it's a better high. So, you know, if you're, I don't know, it's almost like it's, you know, oh, it's the, for you know, it's that dangerous. It must be that good. And it's not. But what's even crazier is so let's say you know that and you're like, well, that's fine. I like to mess around with drugs, but I don't have a desire to die immediately. So I think I will stay away from fentanyl. There were three guys in California, once again, who all three OD'd. One of them died, but the other two were revived. But the thing is that the three of them went out and they bought cocaine, what they thought was cocaine, from the dealer who said it was cocaine. And it wasn't cocaine, it was fentanyl. And it wiped them out. And the authorities were able to save two of them. But the other one died. So that's kind of scary. So, it's like your two options. Okay, so there's three options there. Now, option number one, don't do drugs or don't do those drugs. That's a pretty obvious option. But let's say you like drugs. You're like, I got to do coke. Well, all right. I guess I see that. I mean, I can't not see that. I am who I was, you know. I was who I was. It's not like I, you know, I don't want to be hypocritical and go, I can't see why anybody would need to do drugs all the time. All right there, Johnny. Aren't you an alcoholic and an ex-junkie? Yes. Okay, so, yeah, I can't go. I just don't get it. These kids today. You know, I'm not that far gone. So the other option, I wish that it was that available, but I mean, they do make like testing strips that you can test what you're using before you use, but I don't think it's definitely not readily available everywhere. I think I touched on that a few weeks ago. It's available like in one place, according to the news. So if you live in that one area in America, but the other option is another option, but it costs money. And what sucks about that is if you're into drugs, you tend to want to spend that money on drugs and not on safety. But the other option is to have Naloxone. Is it Naloxone? Let me see. All right, it's Naloxone. Yeah, John knows how to Google Naloxone. Naloxone. But that's the narcotic that treats. The two brands are Narcan and Evzio, E-V-Z-I-O. I think it's like $150 though. That's the thing. But there's like a Narcan nasal spray as well. But it's a medication designed to rapidly reverse opioid overdose. So it's almost like if you're going to be that active and, you may want to invest in having that, because I mean, that, you know, that's what saved 12 of 13 people and 2 of 3 people in those two stories I just talked about. It was Naloxone. So it's nice to, you know, law enforcement in a lot of places are starting to carry them. So it's that bad. So you may want to consider, if you're still active, you know, you may want to consider that. Now, I know some of you may be going, no, you know what? I trust my dealer. Don't fucking trust dealers. We're not talking about weed dealers here either. We're talking about dealers. People who care about money more than they care about life. You know, people who can look a junkie in the eye and go, so you need two? So, yeah, you just, that's not somebody you can go, you know, well, you know, it's not a pharmacist. You know, this is not a doctor. You know, just because your dealer wears a lab coat doesn't mean that you can trust him. Anyway. So I am reading a book about lying. And it's gotten me thinking, because this is something that I think about a lot. Not lying, just people who lie. The fact that we all lie. You know, whether we know it or not. One thing that I've tried to write a bit about, one thing that I've touched on before, is that it's weird to me how, like, that's how you know you have good friends, is people that know you're lying but they let you, like when you tell stories, because you've seen, everybody's done this where they tell you about something that happened to them during their day. You know, I was at the coffee shop and the person behind the counter was kind of rude and they said this, you know, but then I said this and everybody was like, what? And then your friends, who kind of suspect you're lying, but they go, no way, did you say that really? And you're like, yeah, I totally said that. And you totally didn't say that. There's no way you did. Have you ever noticed that that things are really funny and people are really clever when they're recounting the story to you? It's never, but whenever you're out with that motherfucker, like all the time, he doesn't say shit when you're out with him. It's always when he's by himself. He's all like, yeah. And then I was all like, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, oh, shit, that was awesome. Yeah, it's awesome because he spent 2 days thinking about a comeback and it hit him in the shower 2 days later. And he's like, you know what? That's what I'm going to tell people I said. And they rewrite the narrative to make sure, you know, they rewrite the dialogue from what the other person said just to set them up perfectly. And you're like, fuck, yeah, that's how it came out. Totally nailed that. It's not that way. That didn't happen. It's not that funny out there. I've been out there. You people are not funny at all. There's a whole lot of unfunny out in the real world. You know, the other thing about it is that I have been funny out there. I've been clever out in the real world because I've been doing comedy for 20 years. And I've spent a lot of time being quick on my feet and just, you know, doing that and getting better at that. I'm pretty goddamn fast and hilarious and clever. Not always hilarious, but clever at least. And the thing is that if you're out there and you come back with something kind of funny, people don't go, oh, shit, that's hilarious. And laugh. They kind of get uncomfortable. They're like, because you're rocking the boat or you're perceived to be kind of an asshole. And I'm like, I'm the asshole? That was hilarious, you guys. What is wrong with you people? That's some funny shit. Nah, they don't like it. Don't rock the boat. Anyway, getting off track. But yeah, but we do that. We rewrite stories because that's how stories are made. That's what fiction is. Fiction is lies. That's where all good stories come from. Lying. We like to fib a little bit to, you know, for entertainment value. And that's, you know, that's fine. But that's something that we do a lot. But I don't know, lying can be a lot of times we think that lying's good because it's sparing somebody feelings. But a lot of times it's like you could just say nothing. Like instead of lying to somebody to not hurt their feelings and maybe just not bring anything up at all. I don't know. It's you're walking a fine line there. I think the thing about it is that it's just we're especially nowadays. The realm of fake news, and where at least in the past we had an illusion that politicians, you know, probably lied, but they at least tried to tell the truth. You know, there was at least that illusion there instead of just now it's way more blatant. And I think about the thing about that is that we're getting so used to it that it doesn't, that we're forgetting what integrity is. And that's the thing about lying to me. That it's just, there's an integrity with being truthful that even if it's hard to hear sometimes, you know, I like to be as truthful and honest as possible. That's like the thing that I've tried to keep over the past 6.5 years of being sober. Because when you hang out with drug addicts, when you're, you know, either when you're using or in treatment, sober houses, meetings, like when you first get into that thing, I mean, everybody is just lying to themselves, to other people about their situation. They're pathological. And you get used to being around pathological people. And it's, man, is it shitty. It's nice. It's like, and when you really work on yourself, and that's the whole thing about rehab that I know I've mentioned this before. I mentioned things before. But it's like they overcorrect it and they make you, they work on you getting out of your denial and lying to yourself to where you start sharing and becoming really truthful, like overtly honest. And instead of wielding you back a little bit, they just kick you out in the world. They're like, well, that's been 90 days. Good luck. But and then you get out there and you're still overtly honest in a world where everybody is just is not. Everyone's nice and, you know, living a lie and being and you just you tend to stand out a little bit and you tend to be kind of abrasive. I know that I went through a phase and I've seen people do it too, where suddenly they think being overtly honest is like a positive attribute. So they do it almost to the point of being an asshole. They're like, nope, you know, I just say what I mean. No, you're just being a dick now. You're doing this for your own ego. And you gotta wheel it back to at least be a functional member of society and not be a huge a-hole. But I don't know. There's something about people, pathological people. And it's weird because I've been around so many of those people that now that I'm out in the real world, you know, amongst, and I use heavy air quotes on this, normal people, civilians, it's interesting to when I come across somebody that does the same kind of their speech patterns and the way they like their mannerisms and how they talk and how they you know, get inflections and stuff, like it immediately go, holy shit, they're pathological. Like I pick up on it really quickly now. Sometimes when I meet somebody or when I eavesdrop on somebody talking and I'm picking up and I'm going, well, that's a whole lot of lies that person's telling. And of course my immediate reaction is to go, they must be an addict of some kind, which is kind of presumptuous of me. I don't know. But there's definitely that similar, they've gotten to that point because of something that's similar to being a drug addict, you know, an alcoholic. That's something that they're in denial about something, so they start building up a web of lies to themselves and to everybody around them to live a certain, to appear to be something that they're not because things are falling apart. Now, that may not have anything to do with drugs specifically, but it's in that same realm. So, which is really kind of it's weird because I don't like, I'm so annoyed by that because I've been around it for so much that it's one of the many things that I like, that I really like about my girlfriend, is that she's admittedly a bad liar. She's admitted it, which she's like, I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm terrible at lying. And the thing is that I've seen her do it. Like when she's like trying to be nice about something, but I'm like, ooh, that's a bad lie. And that's, I find that so appealing. I love that. It's nice to be around somebody who's not good at lying. So they're like, well, I'm not going to do this often. I guess I'm just going to tell the truth because I can't pull this shit off. But, yeah, and I don't like it anymore. I don't like lying anymore. I like being honest because, like, once you get over that, you know, you don't care what people think, that's, then you can be a little abrasive and just be like, you know, which is why I'm always look. That's why people catch me with scowls on my face, because I can't play poker. Like, I can't hide how I'm feeling in my face, because I don't, and it's not that I can't, it's that I don't feel like putting forth the effort to mask my feelings in my face. I don't like, fine, how are you? It's just, it's irritating. I don't feel like doing it. And maybe one day I'll get back to doing that, but I don't, I don't like it. I don't know. It's, the other thing about it is, man, when you lie, it's really hard to keep track of what you lied about. Just the idea that, okay, what did I say? I said this. All right, so I got to keep that up forever with that person. So then you just have to avoid that person because you don't want to be caught in a lie. Ugh. It's exhausting. It's so much easier to tell the truth. It's easy. That's the easiest thing to remember. Now, I don't know. It's just, it's about ethics, man. I don't know. People want to be deceptive for, you know, to gain an advantage, to make money. And it's just, there's just something corrupt about it. I'd rather be honest. And now this brings up a conundrum, which is, if you want to be honest, would you be honest when speaking to the police? Now, how do you be truthful, but then also snitches get stitches? Like, how do you not rat, but also, this very simple answer to that. You shouldn't be talking to the cops without a lawyer. Yeah, you heard me. Don't talk to the police without a lawyer. Just don't. I don't know. Not all my advice is necessarily good, but I do believe that. If your question by the police, get a lawyer. No, it's just the idea, and people are different, but this is because I don't give a shit about money. That's really what it comes down to. And when I say that, it's like, it's the same thing as that I don't give a shit about cars. That doesn't mean I'm like, fuck cars, even though I don't have a car. But also, when I did have a car, it was like, that's whatever. It's just a mode of transportation. It's just a thing to use. Same thing with money. And honestly, for me, ethics and integrity mean more to me than money. So maybe you're different. Maybe money is more important than you to you than integrity. But you're probably not listening to this podcast. You're probably out making money as opposed to listening to a podcast of a comedian who's a convicted felon but sober and used to be a junkie. Probably not. But that's the thing, is that everybody should quit lying. It's bad. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Incidentally, it's not related. It's not where this started. But yeah. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. Was just just been thinking about it. Just all the lies and the lying liars that lie them. It's just heavy on the brain. It's just everything, you know, you just read online and just everybody doesn't seem like if you can't trust anybody anymore. And it would be nice. It'd be much nicer to know that somebody's being honest with you, even if that makes them kind of a dick. I'd rather them be an honest dick than somebody pathological. Pathological people are just the worst. It's just, you can't, it's like everything is bullshit. And it's like, I don't want to be around that person. I'd rather be around somebody who's abrasive, but at least you know where they're coming from. And I just wish we had more of that. I wish we could get back to that. I wish a lot of things. That doesn't necessarily mean that's going to happen. Well, I think that's going to do it for us this week, you guys. My name's John Rabin. This is the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I hope everybody has a good rest of their week. If you're sober, hang in there. one day at a time and all that cliche bullshit that also happens to be true. If you're not sober, but you like me and my stuff anyway, and you're listening, thank you. And I hope you have a good week. Stay balanced, I suppose. All right, you guys, we'll see you next week.